I am Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like self-care.
Self-care
for yourself. I haven't done it in a while. I wanted to change it up and I missed it.
Yeah.
So it had to happen.
And spooky things.
Yeah, spooky things. Just so you know. What did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care... I kind of like deep cleaned our house.
Okay. Number one, best way
to self-care. It makes me feel so good. I was like off for a week between terms for school. And I was like, I'm going to fucking
ooh, a week? That's nice.
The house. Yeah. So I carpet cleaned and I mopped and I dusted and
yeah. I need to do that.
I would like to like clean all the windowsills. It's on my list.
Those get so gross.
I know, right?
And like, the fridge. Quickly.
I want to, like, clean out the fridge. Like, wipe it down, kind of, you know?
That's what I did.
Yeah.
And you know what? I just sat there and I'm like, expired. Oh, yeah. Like, that commercial.
I'm definitely the one who does the cleaning out in terms of, like, leftovers. But I want to, like, literally take everything out and, like, wipe down the like drawers.
How gross do you feel when you like look behind stuff? This doesn't happen often, and you find something like in tinfoil and you're like, that is probably like a month old.
Yeah.
That's gross. Yeah.
Ugh. So yeah, it was just kind of like cleaning and spring cleaning, I guess.
Yeah, that's nice.
What about you? What did you do?
Yesterday I finally, so we've had like this dirt mound in our lawn for like forever, our front lawn.
You guys did the dirt.
Yeah, Keith overdid it, which is fine. Like I'd rather,
have too much than not enough.
And I did tell our neighbors, help yourself if you
do a pile of dirt.
Oh, they were stoked. Well, they were so nice. Like our neighbors next door, they were like, hey, we have a dumpster. We have a bunch of extra room. Because we had all this like stuff on the side of our... And they're like, do you want to just throw it? And we were like, yeah, please.
Nice.
So I told them and they were like, we literally have these like holes in our yard. And I'm like, come get some of our dirt. So it's almost got... It's kind of like a weird thing to be stoked about. Yeah. But yesterday, because I like to have tomatoes and peppers, just because I use tomatoes for like random things instead of cream based sauces like that I get with HelloFresh, sponsor us. I take the cream base and I like throw it away and I would do, you can do tomato with anything. Yeah. And I've tested that theory. Okay. So I like to have tomatoes around and we just planted them like this week. We found out they kept, I told you this story, they kept disappearing last year. I'd be like, we have 5 tomatoes. That's great. And then like later that day, they'd be gone. I'm like, what the fuck? And then Keith said he was outside and he just saw Aspen just going through our tomato.
Just munching on some tomatoes.
And I'm like, oh, so the enemy is from within. Interesting.
Here we go.
Well, we have a grill now, so we're just going to put it there. Like,
perfect.
Come at me, Aspen. Try to steal our stuff. So I just planted our peppers and tomatoes and... you, me, and Keith need to find a week to go to Nick's because Nick's is...
Yeah, we have to go to the plant
It's crazy.
Store.
Yeah, it's Mother's Day, Memorial Day. Avoid those, but like in June, let's go.
Totally.
It's crazy.
I'm down.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I need a plant that's going to like survive in like shade because we got rid of our chicken coop that came with the house. Like
I forgot to look at that area.
Yeah, it's gone. Thank God.
I liked it.
I mean... If we had chickens, but
it would be great. Well, I know Corey like had chickens and she was like, this is so annoying.
Well, Roni was just trying to like crawl in it. I'm like, it's literally full of like chicken shit and like rusty nails.
Oh, it's gross. Like, get this shit out of here. You don't want to. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got that out. So now we have a whole like empty space where I'm like, well, what should I grow here? So I need to do some research.
They have a lot of plants, but.
And figure out what will do well in shade.
I want to do snake grass because your mom was talking about how it like purifies the air. And so we were thinking about getting a small snake grass.
For inside?
Yeah, for inside. Yeah,
I got a few snake plants. Wow. Snake grass plants.
Must be nice.
They're also like really easy to keep alive.
Are they?
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at keeping stuff. I've kept our succulents alive for like over 6 years.
See, I'm like really bad at succulents, but like not at other plants.
Well, somebody told me he explained like the squishiness of the leaves. That's how you fill them. And that's when you know it's time to, they need more water than we give them credit for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
I have them by the window. So you got to remember, like I'm washing a dish and I'm like, oh yeah, I could give them. Like I try to do it every 2 weeks, but like I keep a log of it. I don't. But yeah, that was my self-care was plants.
I love plants.
I'm in my 30s.
Also, the pop-up nursery at Aspen Grove is back up.
Let's go.
So we need to go.
Yeah, we need to.
God, I love plants. Okay.
Anyways. I do too. I posted something today on TikTok that was Forever 31. And they were like, these fits, I could wear them pregnant or not pregnant.
Is that the SNL skit? Yes. Where they're like, you could get shades of gray or beige. And they're like, you're feeling extra skanky, navy
blue. And hilarious. I reposted it, made me laugh. And I was like, I mean,
yeah,
I don't wear navy blue because I wear mostly black. Your husband bullied me about it the other day. So. Sorry. Fine, I will somehow survive. Maybe. I haven't decided.
Or not. Either way.
So what are you going to tell me about this week?
So this week, I'm going to tell you about the Hausajärvi gravel pit murders of Finland.
What? Say that one more time.
Hausajärvi.
Okay, I thought you said Hausajärvi.
No.
And I was like, oh, so we don't know. That's why I was like, what?
Hausajärvi. It's spelled really weird, so I had to like Google how to pronounce it.
You know, some words are really hard and you especially hear them like in certain ways. Yeah. Like
there's some weird words. So we're in Finland.
Okay.
One cold night in November of 1990.
Is Finland cold or?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like Scandinavia.
Okay.
So dark,
wear your
cold,
coat.
Definitely wear a coat because it's November. 39-year-old Helena Marilinen has been hanging out with her friends in the town of Järvenpää, also in Finland.
Is this a busier town or like a...
I don't know. It's a town.
Okay.
And they'd been like drinking pretty much like all night. They were like partying, whatever. And she was like, okay, I need to go home. It's like midnight. And she's like, I gotta go.
Immediately no at that.
Yeah.
Now. Oh.
And she's like, I've gotta just go to the train station, go home, and like call it a night. So she lived in a neighboring town called Riihimäki, which it's like about an hour long train ride away.
Okay.
So she's like, let me get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm drunk. Goodbye.
Imagine being drunk and doing an hour long. That would be really hard.
I just, like, sleep and, like, set an alarm or something, you know?
Oh, I just get so worried about, like, a creep missing sitting next to you. Yeah. Yeah.
So she goes to the train station and, like, it's empty. And there's one fucking guy there.
Oh, of course.
Of course. This dark-haired dude, and of course, he just, like, can't mind his own fucking business, and he's like, not. So, like, where are you going? What are you doing? And she's like, I'm going home to...
Please stop talking to me.
Well, not really, though.
Oh.
And she was, like, kind of... I mean, like I said, she'd been drinking all night, so she was, like...
Probably friendlier.
Yeah. Than, like, we would be if we were sober, you know? And
I mean, I told a man to back away from me because women don't like to be approached, so... You can see how friendly I am.
And also, it's the 90s, so, like...
Okay, yeah. It was like, don't talk to men. You have to be polite over everything else.
Yeah. So, he's, like, asking where she's going, what her situation is. And he's like, well, I could just, like, give you a ride.
No, and she's like, no.
Like, I don't want to victim blame her because she was drunk.
Oh no.
But we all know our best decision-making skills are not happening when we're drunk, right?
Like, well, you want to get home. A train ride is going to take an hour.
Exactly.
You could probably take 25 minutes. Cool. I get it.
So I don't have to like wait for this fucking train in November. Sure.
Can I just say something also? Mm-hmm. I'm not victim blaming, but like, why is he waiting at a train station if he has a vehicle?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm not victim blaming because like,
but she's not thinking of that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Because like,
of
in course. Your sober mind, you'd be like, well, then why the fuck are you here if you could just drive me? And you're just gonna drop somebody? All of your plans for what? Like, so maybe you did drive to the train station and you're gonna go somewhere, but now you're dropping all of your plans to now drive me to my town.
What's like, your motivation?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she's
not victim blaming, just being like, but just that's saying, where my like, mind would go.
If mm-hmm. you were sober, you would think these things. But she's like, whatever.
It's midnight.
She's been having fun.
Yeah.
And so she's like, yeah, okay, I'll take a ride. And so they go and get into this dude's car. And he's like, hey, you want some pills? And she's like,
fuck it.
Yeah, I do.
I've already gotten in this car. Why not make it more fun?
And like, and he takes the pills too. So like, it's not poison. Who knows what it is? We don't know. And he's also like,
have you ever had a guy try your drink when he bought you a drink and you did not see it get poured? So you're like, you know what? Take a drink of it. And they're like, no. And you're like, probably drugged.
I've never, because I dated before. That was like a thing that I should have probably been aware of.
I dated at 22, so 21 was like the Wild West for me. Yeah.
So anyway, she's like, random pills? Yes, please. And so they both take some pills. And
I mean, if he takes them, and
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and he's driving, so like, probably it's okay. And then he's like, P.S., I also have some booze. And she's like,
bring it on.
Let's fucking go.
Like, this night's getting better.
Yeah. She's like, thank you. Free booze. Love that for me.
Poor girl.
And so they start driving. And at this point, she's kind of like, wait, the vibes are weird. Because she's looking in the back seat and she sees a fucking car seat. And she's like,
why does he have a kid?
Does he have a kid?
Yeah.
Like, what? And his vibe is weird. He starts getting a little bit like distressed. And she's like,
distressed.
Okay. And then she's like, anyways, these pills are kicking in. She falls asleep. So.
Oh, no. Because you already have booze, too. So
right. And she's already had a whole last night of drinking.
Pills. Wow. Pills and booze.
And more booze.
Mixed together. Yeah. And extra booze. Like.
Who knows even
what was in those pills. It's a concoction. Like, people have died from that. So, like.
For sure.
Please be careful.
Just, like, be mindful, you know?
Yeah.
So she's like, whatever, she's not, I guess, that worried about it, because then she just, like, falls asleep. And when she woke up, Helena realized they're driving on a dirt road surrounded by dark forest. And she's like, what the fuck? Where
that
are we?
That had to be so scary.
Like, the train ride is an hour. It's been more than that. Like, where the fuck are we? We should be on, like, a highway. Like, what are you
doing? Yeah, we should be near my home if that's
where
you
went.
We're not in
the wilderness. The wilderness is not part of this ride. So she's like, are we going the right way? And he's like, oh, yeah, totally.
I got turned around.
But, like, we should probably just, like, park and stay the night here. And she's like,
no.
And now it's, like, all kind of, like, coming to her. She's like, actually, I don't fucking know you, and like, why would I stay in your car with
you? She probably sobered up at this point.
Yeah, she's like, no, what? We're not
afraid.
No, I don't want to do that. And he's like, oh, okay, fine.
Wouldn't your heart just feel like you know, the heart drop moment?
Yeah, where you're like, oh no,
like
I've made a terrible decision.
Yeah.
So he's like, fine, we won't stay the night. And he's like, but I do have to pee. And she's like, fine, okay, me too. And so they get out of they get out of the car, and she's noticing, like, it looks to be, like, this gravel pit. And she's like, okay, like, this fucking sketch. So she's trying to, like, be aware. Dude ends up taking, like, she gets hit in the back of the head, like, quickly.
And when you're peeing, that's, like, so vulnerable.
You're not expecting that.
Yeah, you're so vulnerable, and you think they're peeing, too. So you're like, let me do this quick.
Right. So he smacks the back of her head with something hard. Ends up being, like, the, like, bottom half of a knife. Like, he used the back end of it to, like, smack her. but she had a wool hat on, so it like cushioned it a bit.
Okay.
So she wasn't like unconscious or anything. She was just kind of like, whoa, what the fuck? And then her instincts like kicked in.
Yeah.
And she was like, I need to get the fuck out of here. So she starts sprinting. And as she starts running away, she hears this guy say, fuck, like, shit didn't go according to plan.
Oh, immediately, I'm making the right decision.
And she sees off in the distance that there's a house with, like, windows lit up. And she's like, that's my end goal. She's running as fast as she can to get there.
That's what I would do, too.
Luckily, he, like...
Already you're in a bad situation. Yeah. Like, even if you're... That person sucks, too, then, like...
Yeah, so know. Luckily he didn't, like, I don't know if he pursued her or if he did. He, like, she outran him.
Yeah.
And she eventually got to that house that she saw in the distance, and she's, like, telling them everything that happened. They contact the police. Like, she gets to safety.
Oh, good, good, good.
And she was actually able to show the police this gravel pit that...
Was she able to remember, like, the license plate or anything about him? No. Oh, that sucks.
The only thing was that he was a dark-haired man, and he had, like, a smallish car that could have been, like, a Mazda or, like, a Datsun, and it was, like, light-colored. But she didn't get the license plate. She didn't get this guy's name.
Even if you don't get the license plate, the make and model makes a big difference of cars.
But she wasn't even sure what kind of make and model.
Sucks, I know.
Or even the specific color.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah. Well, at night, you can never tell, like...
Right. And you're drunk. Like, you're not... Like, she's just like, yeah, I want to go home. Like,
well, the other night, Keith and I were driving home, and we took my car. His car's parked out of the house because he's working on a desk right now. Mm-hmm. His car looked black. His car's red.
Right. Like a dark red color. In the dark, you can't tell. And yeah. If you're drunk...
It threw us all off. It like, that's one thing that I'm like, you know, like, that's very telling because, like, me and him were driving off, and Keith's like, does my car look black? And I'm like, yeah, it does. Like, as we were driving up, and, like, obviously we know it's red, but it was just... Yeah. Weirdly dark, so it's hard to tell.
Right. So Helena, she was able to, like, get the police back to the gravel pit where this man attacked her. So they at least had, like, the location.
Tire tracks, hopefully. Mm. Well.
No.
Ugh.
Because it was the 90s. So they're just like, oh, no, a mysterious dark-haired man. Like, they.
Sounds legit.
They kind of couldn't really do anything with
makes sense.
And so... They just didn't really have a lot to go off of. And then in April of 1991, 28-year-old Tuula Lakarinen.
I like that name.
Isn't that cute?
Tuula? It's cute. Tuula is really cute.
I think it's really cute. So she had a custody meeting that she needed to attend in, like, a town over.
So not exactly the most fun.
Yeah. And event she was actually an inpatient at a psychiatric hospital.
That adds an extra element of
problem. Vulnerability.
Yeah, vulnerability is a better word.
Left the hospital, like, at 8 a.m. on April 17th, going to go to this custody meeting, like, a town over or whatever.
Yeah.
There were a couple sightings of Tuula on April 17th, but, like, she never made it to the custody meeting.
Was this, like, for her, like, a multi-train...
I'm not sure if it connection. Was multi-train, but it was definitely, like, public transport.
That's why I wonder why, like, if there was, you know, public transportation, obviously. Yeah. But, like, because, like, think about the light rail. Like, there's some times where you have to get off at one and then wait for the other. So.
Yeah, I didn't, like, look up the route or anything. I just know that it was, like, a fairly close, like, town over kind
of thing. Yeah, makes sense.
So, a couple people did see her on April 17th, the day that she, like, went out for this custody meeting. She never showed up. And the last known sighting of Tuula was in Yarvenapa around 9 a.m. in front of a liquor store.
Oh, no.
So if you remember, this Yarvenapa was the place where the first girl was picked up, right? She was at the train station. Okay. So...
I didn't, but thank you for bringing that up.
Kind of bringing it up so that we can remember that this is kind of a central place where...
It's a pattern.
Where Helena was picked up as well.
And do they have this on record? That's where Helena was picked up? Like, yes. Okay,
yeah, because she was at the train station trying to go home.
I didn't know if it was a later connection. They, like, re-questioned her.
Oh, yeah. No, she was in that town because that's where her friends were when they were drinking. And then she was like at that train station.
Okay. Okay.
So
this is documented.
On April 18th, a landowner was inspecting his property for damages after the blizzard had hit the night before. So on April 17th, a blizzard had come in. This dude's like looking at his property like, oh, are the trees like broken? Like kind of just evaluating like what damage has been done to his
property. We've seen some blizzards here that have like taken off entire like tree limbs.
Totally, yeah. And
destroyed stuff.
So he's just kind of like looking around and he makes a shocking discovery.
Oh no.
When he found the mutilated body of Tula.
Oh, right when you said like the next day, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Her purse was found nearby and also a potential weapon that might have been used to kill her. They don't specify what that weapon is.
That was going to be my next question. Maybe a stick or something?
I'm not sure. Didn't disclose it.
Sure.
And so it also appeared that her body had been dragged from the road to the forest.
Oh, ouch.
And wouldn't you know, it was within 100 meters of the same gravel pit that Helena had talked about.
That's awful.
So, like, their red flags are like, this is the same fucking guy.
Yeah.
Like, why is it the same place?
Location, like, same, like,
a little bit of the MO of, like,
yeah,
maybe they were drinking, like,
I mean, he picked her up at the same place.
Public transportation to offer someone a ride when they don't have to wait for a train. They could get there quicker. Like, it's kind of, there's some similarities,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, authorities are pretty certain that these two cases are linked. Oh. And they continue to investigate, but, like, they weren't coming up with anything because they didn't have a license plate. They didn't even have a name. It was just a dark-haired guy. Like, how many fucking dark-haired guys are there in Finland? Like, who even knows, you know?
Tula didn't live to explain what she saw, but Helena did, and she was a very vague description.
Right.
So it's kind of like they have to go off of that,
Of your, like, kind of drunken remembering of what this guy sort of looked like in the dark.
Yeah, so even adding the extra element of, like, being drunk, you know, it does kind of cast some doubt because it's like, well, how many times have we like been like, not that you and me drink that much, like we're not like drunk, but how many times have you been like, wait, what happened exactly? Right? And then someone re-explains it and you're like, oh yeah.
Or like, have you ever like had a power outage and you have like, you have to like light candles to like see your way around and like, how disorienting is that when everything is
so
disorienting? Like, and I always think of that too when like people are describing like monsters from like the 1800s and shit when like maybe they were using candlelight. And I'm like, well, yeah, everything looks like a fucking monster when it's cast in shadow.
Have you ever looked, not even like for a long time, have you ever looked at your face quickly in a mirror when it's dark? Like,
oh my God.
Even when you don't.
It's so weird.
Because I know when you stare, you start hallucinating, but even if you just look really quickly, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. So there's all these things that are sort of somewhat tying them together.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, August 13th, 1993, a 40-year-old woman named Marit Honti disappeared, and her body has never been found. So, at this point, it's like kind of assumed that she's dead. But
what did they have to link it to these crimes?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
So let me give you a little bit of backstory on Marit. So she, on this particular night, she had been at a restaurant party. So there was this like restaurant in Järvenpää that was like opening or like doing like a grand opening. And her husband had been like a contractor that was working for the restaurant. So like she got invited kind of like
as a plus one situation.
Yeah. So they go to this restaurant. She had been kind of like pre-gaming from what it seemed from my research beforehand.
I get it. We've all done it.
You know, we just want to have a good time. And so her and her friends initially like get into the restaurant and then they go out to like have a cigarette and have their cigarette. But when they try to go back in, Marit is like so drunk that they're like, the doorman's like, no, you can't come back in. You're
fucked
up. Was
it enough that, and maybe you don't know the answer to this, Was it enough that they thought she was just drinking ahead of time, or maybe she had been roofied? Because we've all had those times where you're like,
your friend didn't drink enough. I don't even know if, like, at this point in time, roofie was a thing that was on their radar.
Okay.
Which I don't, no one mentioned that in the,
Well, I just didn't know she drank enough.
No, in the research, but, like, also that's a really interesting point that you bring up about being roofied.
Yeah.
But she was there with her. Have
you
been roofied
before? It makes you feel like you're completely, like, you'll drink.
Well, you can't even move.
It depends on the roofie, but some of them make a, like, after you drink one drink, you're like, it feels like you've drank 10, and people are like, that's why, like, a lot of times when people get roofied, because there's different types, there's ones that paralyze you, but then there's ones that, like,
just kind of really
she drank one drink you out. Why is she, like, this way?
Yeah,
so it just depends on roofie to roofie, but it wasn't talked about, granted, in the 90s, but it was figured out later on.
Yeah, that I'm common. Not necessarily sure if that may have been the case because she was with sorry her it was significant really other. Random no that's a great sure. question though while she was at the party, and then he apparently, like, went to some other restaurant to see if they could, like, get the group in over there. So he was, like, off doing a thing.
So they were bar hopping, essentially.
Yeah, kind of. She's with the group of friends. They all get back in. She's not allowed back in because she's too fucked up.
Do they leave her out there?
Yeah. And I'm like, she's 40 years old. Like, not saying that that means, like, anything, but also, like, don't leave your friends. Like, come on.
I don't care. If how you're old we are, here's the deal. Like, let's just especially say if they're that you fucked up. A group of friends are out. If I wasn't allowed back in the bar, I know because for a fact
you were so you drunk.
Would be you of anyone would be like, okay, well, I'm gonna stay with Kim. Well, then we're leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so, I'm not, because probably they're like, she's 40, she can handle herself. But I'm glad nowadays that's more of a, like,
totally.
She well, can't come in.
Like,
we're all not
girl code. In. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. Like, you can't come in. Like,
don't leave your friends behind.
If the doorman thinks you're too fucked up to come into this restaurant, I'm not leaving you out alone on the street.
No, because you're probably not going to make good decisions.
No, because anyway. You're not that, probably, like, blackout. Like, yeah. At that point, if he's not letting her in, so
that makes me upset.
This was the last time anyone saw her. Was just, like, standing in front of this place, and. All three incidents, like we were talking about, like with Helena, with Tula, with Marie, they all share these similarities where maybe there's some alcohol involved. They're all in this same town.
It's obviously at night, too.
Yeah, of Yarovenpa.
Yeah.
And perhaps, you know, at least we know, like, Helena was trying to catch a ride.
Mm-hmm.
Tula maybe could have been coaxed with a ride. And Marie also maybe could have been coaxed with a ride.
The only story we have the full, like, picture of for the most part
is Helena.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just kind of like things are kind of coming to a point where it's like there's
a connection, a man clearly.
Who's preying on women who are vulnerable in this particular city / town in Finland. So according
if she's not allowed, sorry, this is the last lady. If she's not allowed into an establishment, she's clearly, like, stumbling.
Yeah.
And I guarantee he's preying on people kind of stumbling and, like, exactly. Clearly fucked up.
Yeah.
Because if she's not allowed in a bar, it's not like she's, like, a little bit drunk. Like,
she's, like, they fucking drunk.
They'll let you into a bar if you're kind of buzzed, sure. But they're not going to let you. But if you're,
like, out of hand.
Yeah. You're not getting back in. Yeah. Especially in the 90s.
At that point, like, you must be really bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, according to authorities, there is additional information that connects the disappearance of the cases of Helena and Tula, but they won't release that information since it is still an open investigation.
Oh, shit.
So, they've got something that they're just not...
This was in 93?
Yeah, 90 and then 93.
Okay.
So, they've got something
that is connecting them. So, we're over 30 years. Yeah.
And... they can't say, because, you know, they don't want to disclose everything, because if it is the killer, then they want to be Sony, like, well, brings then up tell something us.
That's not published. Exactly. That's how they kind of know someone had.
Totally.
So potentially something to do with their background.
In 2007, the television series, it's called Kadonit, which translates to disappeared in English.
Don't we have a show that's called Missing or something?
Probably. I don't know. So they did an episode on Marit's case, and that attracted a lot of attention. In the episode, authorities specifically asked for any tips, like, ladies, if you were around in the 90s and Yara Vempah and some dark-haired man offered you a ride, like, we Please let us know.
Yeah.
And so that episode actually gathered about 30 new tips.
Okay.
Because they had, like, nothing really to, like, nothing concrete to go off of.
Well, we've all probably had a weird experience where a guy's like, I'll take you. And you're like, I'm good, thanks. Fuck you. And then you're like, oh, shit, that's, like, yeah, the ticket.
So it kind of, those 30 new tips helped them create a profile for this guy.
Wow, that's amazing.
And it was, like, also, so they were, like, confirming things that they had already kind of assumed for this profile, and then also they got some new information that probably getting kind of like fine tune it. Yes.
And then like building on top of that.
Totally.
Yeah.
So over the years, the following profile is what they've kind of gathered.
Okay.
So at the time of the 1990 abduction, this dude was between 30 and 40 years old.
Okay.
He had dark curly hair. He's about 5'7". So he's a little short king.
I was about to say, well, he's not a king, but he's short.
Yeah, true, true, true. He knows the anatomy of a human body or a large animal.
Okay.
And they only know this. He did
mutilate, so that does kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Because of the mutilation of Tula.
Okay.
He possibly had an infant child because of the car seat in the back.
Mm-hmm.
The car itself is thought to be a sedan, a Mazda, or a Datsun, which is like, I mean, that could be anyone.
You know what? You know what they did? Because if you remember, I did a case, I think it was Brianna Dennison, where they showed this lady the layout of a car, and uh-huh, they showed her like different layouts.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm wondering if they showed her different...
If they showed her pictures.
I know that sounds really weird.
But then she could match it. Because, like, mm-hmm, I don't know what a fucking, like... I mean, you could say any car name and I'd be like, I don't...
I worked at
a dealership. If you show me a picture, I'd be like, oh, yeah, okay.
I worked at a dealership, so that's why I'm pretty good with cars. But I'm thinking, like, maybe... And obviously, you don't have this in your notes. But maybe they showed her interiors. Yeah. And they're like, was it this or this?
Right.
And she's like, well, that.
Totally.
Okay, to narrow it down, maybe.
Yeah. No, that's actually really smart. Okay, so he was also obviously familiar with the town of Yara Vempah, of another town called Hyvinkä and Riimäki. And these are all, like, towns that are very close together.
I was about to say, like, probably, so, like, Littleton, Denver, Aurora, exactly. Parker, yeah, like Castle they're Rock, very all close. That. Okay. That was my next question.
It is believed that he is unable to form a normal relationship with a woman.
Clearly.
The man has spoken about his child and indicated that he had a bad relationship with his wife or possibly that he was divorced.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she crazy or are you stupid?
Yeah.
So the investigation is still active to this day. And the National Bureau of Investigation strongly believes that there have been other murder attempts. So those three are like pretty much like
that's what we know together. There's a lot we don't know.
But in 2017, the media revealed that there had been a possible fourth case involving or similar to these other murders.
It's not always the ones we know. There's got to be
a bunch of people others. Like randomly come out of the woodworks and they're like, oh yeah, I had a weird experience.
Well, some people are like, well, it isn't worth sharing. And it's like, right, actually it is worth sharing if you felt scared and threatened.
So in 1989, a drunken 30-year-old woman, we don't know her name. She's just kind of anonymous.
Yeah.
She had exited a restaurant in Yara Vempah when a man offered her a ride. He offered her alcohol and pills and then drove her to a forested area. The case resembles Helena's.
Well, yeah,
which happened 1 year later.
Alcohol. Yeah.
And even though the woman survived this encounter, she like never told anyone except for her mom.
Cause she might've been embarrassed. Cause at that point we were victim blame. We're like, well, what were you wearing?
Why were you drunk?
Why were you drunk? What were you wearing? Did you tempt him? You temptress? Like, it was so fucked.
So the victim's mother actually brought it up to the authorities after this particular woman, like the victim, she had actually already died of like natural causes, like something else.
Yeah.
And then the victim's mom was like, oh, we're talking about this? Well, my daughter told me this weird fucking story maybe you guys should know about it.
Yeah.
Another potential piece to the puzzle is that in 1988, there were several cases of a man with a similar description of like dark haired and weird driving a white Volkswagen Passat, harassing women in the areas close by, even forcing a 19-year-old woman into his car and threatening her with a pistol. Luckily, the woman was able to escape and got away from him.
That's so scary.
Right? Then in December of 1987, so this is going back, like even before this first murder. Well, because this
was the
like,
early murder. 90s when you started the story, yeah. So we're just going back to we're like going the back 80s. To
people's like
That's
stories of like...
That's 3 years previous
yeah.
from 1990.
So in December of 1987, a 19-year-old woman named Heidi Harrow went missing after leaving a local bar and most likely hitching a ride. Her decomposed body was found 5 months later in a forested area with some of her clothes missing.
How close or far away was this?
So these are all like very like close, like yeah. within an hour of each other ish. So
sometimes he probably drives further and sometimes he doesn't. Like it just depends on when they wake up.
Yeah. So like I said, with that episode where they were talking about Marit being missing, they just got a whole bunch of new tips and they started realizing like, okay, this guy might have been like really like he probably was building up to the murder
yeah.
in 1990, right? Yeah. Like or 1993
I know
rather.
What you mean. Yeah.
But he kept like trying to abduct women, trying to get them in their car, trying to lure them in with drugs or alcohol or whatever.
That is so scary.
And then
scary.
Shit just kind of like didn't work out and then there was a couple times where
it did work out.
Unfortunately, it did.
Yeah.
In his
when you're drinking, you're not thinking long term. You're just like
right
short term. I'll get home. I'll be able to get to sleep. Bing bang boom.
Yeah,
done.
The quicker the better.
Yeah.
And so according to some of the tips, a man fitting the description had offered a ride to a woman in 2006. So this episode aired in 2007. Where they
so
were
if you
like,
think about it, that's like that's a 20-year of him
of
offering
him.
Rides. And I
and
guarantee
probably a whole bunch of unreported cases.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure there's
people escaping.
More we don't even know about.
Exactly. So the NBI is still investigating this case and they believe that the killer can be found, but they've also like have to take into account
that. It sucks
that
they don't have a DNA profile because I think that would like lead to a quicker turnaround.
Oh, for sure. Like if there was DNA involved, it would be like, we're done.
Yeah. Found him.
Yeah.
Book him. We're done.
But they also have to, like, kind of take into account that, yeah. like, maybe this guy is, like, dead or maybe he, like, moved on or lives
well,
somewhere
because
else.
At
like,
this point,
knows?
It's been 20 years since I know 2006. Yeah. That's 19 years, but still, like.
That's, yeah.
And we don't know how long he went because I'm sure there's a lot that's unreported.
If things were starting back in 87, like, that's a long time.
Because some people
time.
Are like, I feel like I shouldn't have done that. I'm not going to report it.
Sure.
It's like,
or,
stop.
Or him just, like, even offering the ride and yeah. they're like, ew, you're creepy, no.
And then it ends there.
Yeah.
It sounds like it only escalated when he asked. I mean, that's what it sounds like from what you've told me about.
Yeah.
Ugh, that's so creepy.
So he's, I mean, they're still investigating this case. Hopefully
they
can.
I love that
they
haven't just been like, sucks to suck, we're closing it.
Yeah, no, they're still trying, I mean, with what they can. But at this point, it's kind of like it goes off of like people coming forward and
yeah.
saying what happened to them. And then if like maybe he did potentially like assault someone and mm-hmm. there was some sort of DNA whatever.
I mean, think about what happened with the Golden State Killer. Like they were yeah. like, it's not going to be solved. And Michelle McNamara, who was married to Patton Oswalt, was like, I feel like he'll be found. And then like 6 months after her death, they found him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she devoted her entire life to that.
Yeah.
Like I feel like stuff can be solved. It's
oh,
just
absolutely.
Unfortunately,
it's just a matter
the right,
of like the
blocks
correct
have
amount
to
of
fall.
Evidence too.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. if there's DNA, then it can absolutely be done. But if like they don't have anything to go off of because he didn't assault
they just
Helena.
Have a description
like
and
he
it's
didn't
like,
get that far thank
yeah.
God
yeah
but
sure.
also like there's nothing to test Ugh. Against
I love DNA evidence when we have that because it just I feel like it moves the case along but yeah
yeah so some creep ass is out there in Finland just potentially being a serial
killer. I know when you're drunk, getting home sounds like the right move, but guys, you got to be so careful. You don't really know anyone, even people you know. Like, you just got to be so careful.
Dude, even Uber drivers creep me out.
Yeah. Like, I won't take an Uber unless I'm, like, with friends or Keith. Like, I won't.
Someone knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll post pictures of the ladies and everything on our Instagram at Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
Send us an email. We are still sending out friendship bracelets. We'll let you know when we stop, but we're not right now. But we'll send you a friendship bracelet. We'll eventually take a photo of our bracelets together. And that's just going to be mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com. We also have a website. We have a Facebook. We have a TikTok. We have everything.
We're online.
Contact us. Meow.
Okay, thanks. Self-care yourself.
Yeah, self-care for yourself. Seriously. May is mental health awareness. So please listen to your body. Listen to your brain. Just take care of yourself and do what you need to do for yourself.
Even if that means just like feeding yourself 3 meals a day.
You know what? We're proud of you. If you get out of bed, good job. We're proud of you. If you don't get out of bed, we're also proud of you.
Sometimes you need a day where you don't get out of bed.
Sometimes it feels really good to just take time for yourself. So.
All right, friends. Until next time. Okay, bye.
Bye.